Isaiah 61 verse 1 and 2. רוח אדוני אדוני עליי, יען משך אדוני אותי לבשר ענבים שלחני, לחבוש לנשברי לב, לקרוא לשבויים דרור ולעשותים כך כוח, לקרוא שנת רצון לאדוני ויום נקם לאלוהינו לנחם כל אבלים. Isaiah 61 talks about the coming Messiah and his mission. Verse 1 separates the Messiah from what was considered to be a regular prophet, and it starts with Ruach Adonai Adonai, meaning the Holy Spirit of the Lord is upon me. A regular prophet usually received the word from God and preached it to the people in his own voice, whereas here in Isaiah 61:1, God is bestowing his spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and will reside in the person because God has anointed me. Again, the word Mashiach, which means Christ, and this spirit came because I need to go now and preach. I need to spread the word to the poor and to mend the hearts of the broken ones and to proclaim freedom to the captured ones and to those who are imprisoned. I will release them. So verse 1 deals with how we would know a Messiah or a chosen one has been elected, because God's spirit has entered him and he will come for the poor and for the weak. And verse 2 now talks about two separate missions. The first, לקרוא שנת רצון לאדוני, to proclaim a year of favor, a year of celebration, a year of doing what God wills, a year of favor. And the second mission is to avenge our God and to comfort all the mourners. The second mission, it's like black and white. The first, we're going to have a year of favor, the white. But then we have another mission, and that mission is to avenge the Lord and to comfort all those who mourn. Now, we can ask ourselves, what will God avenge? And what does that mean? God will come and avenge what? Those who have not accepted God, or his messengers, all the people who do not accept Jesus Christ and acknowledge him as God's son, as God's Messiah, will be afflicted on that day. That includes everyone, including Jews or Gentiles. It doesn't matter. If you're not a Christ believer, if you do not believe in the resurrection of Christ, will perish that day.